The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
I'm 11 years old and I have a Facebook and Twitter.
I'm 13 years old and I have Facebook and Twitter.
I have a Facebook and Twitter.
I log on to Facebook 6 times.
I log on to Facebook about 20 times a day.
There are more than 750 million active Facebook users, as well as 175 million registered Twitter accounts. According to a recent study done by Nielsen, the average American spends more time on Facebook than Google, Yahoo, Wikipedia, Amazon, YouTube, and Microsoft combined.
Today's society is becoming increasingly dependent on social networking, so much so that we have a hard time communicating face-to-face. Acclaimed professor and KDKA TV producer Olga George speaks on the subject.
We have become even less social in this technology world. Wouldn't you prefer to be out seeing this person, seeing the light in their eyes, the smile in their voice? Nothing still beats that face-to-face interview. They make that snap judgment. How do you speak? Do you have that eye contact? Do you understand? Can you relate to them? And because they're so tech savvy, they miss the cues that someone is giving them because it's not on Twitter. It's not on Facebook.
Social networking is changing the way people receive news.
Facebook and Twitter have created a different way of communicating, the same way we're texting, but at the same time, it has made us less able to communicate well. People don't realize that social networking is exactly that. It's a social thing. But now we're using it as a source of information.
Dr. Jennifer Snyder-Deutsch, professor of mass media at Carleton University, says people need social networking to feel connected.
It's very difficult not to be connected. I asked students to go 24 hours without media, and for most of them, it wasn't sort of the entertainment dimension they missed, but now it was they just couldn't stand not to be connected to other people.
According to an Oxford University study, the human mind can only handle up to 150 relationships at a time.
You couldn't possibly maintain 400 relationships. Well, now we have this way that we can be in contact with 400 people.
We asked Dylan and Peter, both under 25, about the impact they think social networking has on people.
I think what it comes down to is the fact that we are becoming lazy. And it's the same thing, reason why we want all this other stuff is because it's easier.
I think in a lot of ways, Facebook is like a heavy drug in that it has great potential, but it's also very addictive.
Regardless of how people feel about it, social networking is changing the way society functions and interacts.
Logging off, this is Ainsley Payne Reed,
Brenna Smith,
Willa Siebel,
and Seth Diggs.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowments Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowments is available at heinz.org.